With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A task force has been created to detect bias at the Veterans Administration.
The Department of Veteran Affairs is creating a task force to investigate employee reports of alleged anti-Christian bias. VA Secretary Doug Collins this week sent a rare department-wide email asking employees to report any allegations of anti-Christian discrimination. The establishment of the task force at the VA comes as much of the staff is facing uncertainty about the future of the agency, which is charged with providing medical and other benefits for millions of military veterans. The department is in the middle of resizing that could lead to cuts of over 80,000 jobs. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
President Trump slams Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for rejecting Ukraine-Russia negotiations, saying a deal was very close. Zelensky refused to cede Crimea to Russia. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
Unfortunately, President Zelensky has been trying to litigate this peace negotiation in the press, and that's unacceptable to the president. These should be closed-door negotiations. The president's national security team, his advisors, have exuded significant time, energy, and effort to try to bring this war to an end. The American taxpayer has funded billions of dollars in this effort, and enough is enough. The president's frustrated. His patience is running very thin.
U.S. officials presented a proposal that included allowing Russia to keep control of occupied Ukrainian territory as part of a deal. That's according to a European official. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 419 points. The NASDAQ rose 407. The S&P 500 advanced 88. Oil dropped over $2 today. This is SRN News. It's now illegal to pray to abandon homosexuality in Australia.
The state of New South Wales has a new anti-discrimination law that makes it a crime for a person to pray that another person abandons the homosexual lifestyle. The statute reads as follows, quote, "Praying with or over a person with the intent to change or suppress their sexuality or gender identity is unlawful, even if that person has asked you to pray for them to be able to change or suppress their sexuality or gender identity." The law also applies to pastor sermons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rose again last year in the U.S., and college campuses were a hot spot. A new report from the Anti-Defamation League lists over 93 unturned incidents across the country in 2024, a 5% increase from the year before. That trend was powered by an 84% increase in anti-Semitic acts at America's colleges. This is SRN News. GOP Congressman Austin Scott of Georgia explained a potential change House Republicans could make to Medicaid during an interview Monday. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Scott said House Republicans have been discussing a potential change to Medicaid expansion. Currently, states that have enacted Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act receive a 90% federal match rate, known as the Federal Medical Assistance Percentage, or FMAP. This means the federal government takes on 90% of those costs, while the state government takes on 10%. Scott says Republicans are considering lowering the FMAP, which would shift more of the funding to states. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg says he doesn't expect the U.S. trade war with China to get in the way of its financial recovery and aircraft delivery targets, even though Chinese airlines are refusing to accept the company's planes. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.